Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I take no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit to society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, we're going to be talking about socialism is for figs. I was inspired to do this radio show because I recently just purchased the t-shirt from Steven Crowder with the same exact phrase, socialism is for figs, which is a play on the word socialism is for fags. It is a red t-shirt with Che Guevara on it, doing a gay man's limp wrist. And I'm going to be joined with comedian Nate Deming. Calling him right now. Hopefully he picks up immediately. Two ringy dingy. Three ringy dingy.
Hello.
Nathaniel, how you doing?
It's actually pronounced not in yell.
Not in yell, but you're in New York, so it's pronounced Nathaniel.
Well, I don't know. Not if you ask the Jews, they know. They know what's up.
Are you Jewish?
I'm not a Jew, but I'm a little Jewish.
Ah, I see that old gag. So you wanted to come on and help me bash socialism?
Yeah.
So what is your beef with it?
It's childish and unrealistic.
How so?
It doesn't take into account history or the way that people work.
Right. I mean, you know, and I forgot to mention this to the people that I was arguing with. Children are naturally capitalist. You don't have to teach them capitalism. They know.
Yeah, children are strong believers, and you get graded on merit.
Yeah,
that's just what basically occurs to you without anybody telling you what to believe.
Yeah, I posted some jokes on Instagram, basically saying socialism is for guys who believe that they are entitled to pussy just because they exist.
Yeah, I saw that. That was a really good argument.
Yeah. Capitalism is for guys who will work out, get a great job just so they could treat you like a queen and love you so you can bestow your gifts to them forever. And I put hashtag socialism is rape. Yeah. Yeah. And goodness, you would have swore I said a combination of the nigga kike and coon.
Well, that's what it is when you don't agree with them. You are saying all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they came out. And, in fact, I want to read some of these. Well, Louis,
who do you think you are to not agree with somebody?
Oh, no,
why,
no.
Why would you have the right to have an opinion?
Oh, it's worse. It's because I'm a brown person, too.
Oh, they'll never say that to your face.
Yeah, no, no, because I'm not allowed to have... I'm not allowed to think for myself or think a certain way.
No, you have to... Yeah, you have to think the minority idea, because that's what tolerance is.
Yeah. We're
going to put you in a box and think of you as a color, and then racism will be over.
Yeah. No, no, it's like, oh, well, you're... Like, the one thing I keep hearing is, oh, you're voting against your own interest.
How do you know my interests are, motherfucker?
Exactly. Like, how do you...
What I would ask.
First of all, how do you know that my interest is to not have my check taxed to hell, so that way someone that shitted out 10 kids, which... Honestly, I...
Well, man, that sounds like some white people bullshit, because I've never heard of a black person not liking the government. To me, in my head, when you say that you don't like taxes, I think of a hillbilly. Yeah. Definitely not a black person.
Like, I'm not even talking about black people. Like, look, I...
No, but it's funny that they're always like, oh, man, if you say that you don't like the government or you don't like the taxes, that's some hillbilly white people shit. Yeah. Go find me one black person who trusts the government, aside from Colin Powell. Just go find me one black person anywhere in America who trusts the government. You really think that's a white person idea?
No. No, in fact, I want to say... forgot the name of this... I forgot where I saw this, but like if you take a black person and put them in the South, they have the same beliefs as a white person in the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
in fact, usually if you talk
to somebody who lives around like super woke white kids, like a black person who lives around super woke white kids, generally, if they're being honest, they'll tell you that they hate them more than blatantly racist people, because those kids are still racist, but you can't explain to them that they're racist. At least that guy who calls you a nigger knows what he's doing. But the people who baby you and treat you special because you're black don't even know that they're racist, and you can't explain it to them.
Oh, I just love when, I mean, and I know now we're going on a fucking tangent, but I just love how when, and I think I told you this on your podcast, and I spoke about it on here before, on how other white comics will call me a race traitor.
Oh, yeah. And that's a Nazi term. The only time I've ever heard anybody say that until hipsters was actual shaven head, big boots neo-Nazis.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any... Like, that was like when a white person calls me a race traitor, it's like the first time I ever wanted to, like, punch someone in their mouth.
Get with your color, boy.
Yeah. Like,
that's what they're saying, in more or less words.
Pretty much.
Get with your color, boy.
You're voting against your own interest and shit. Or lately, this is why Puerto Rico's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I love all the Puerto Rico arguments, too, when people are like, I've heard a lot of people like, we won't let Puerto Rico be a state. That's bullshit. We have offered Puerto Rico to be a state every year since 1950. They don't want to be a state because they don't like the American government and they like running shit by themselves.
Yeah.
It's not that they're like out on their own and we won't help them. We've offered them help and they've said, no, if taking your help means becoming part of the your government and losing our own government, we don't want your help.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, and white people actually get pissed off when I make this argument, which is not really an argument, it's true. The politicians
in matter of fact.
The politicians in Puerto Rico are so fucking corrupt that there was a popular show called La Comay, which in English means the godmother, which was basically a puppet talking about the gossip or the all the political scandals going on, that that person was so effective exposing the corruption that they shut it down. It had the highest ratings because, you know, we're Hispanic. We like gossip. That they shut it
somebody,
down.
Somebody was making the argument to me once that every government made by white people is oppressive. And I said, okay, name me one country currently in existence that either isn't governed by white people or white people had nothing to do with it coming together. It has to be both of those criteria. It has to be a country both founded by non-white people and currently governed exclusively by non-white people.
China?
Find me one country like that that is successful.
Oh, well, China.
Just one.
China.
Just one. Can you think of one? Because I can't.
I said China? China, maybe? China?
Yeah, China. But Chinese people are white. They're the other white people.
Oh, well.
If you really want, if you want to take, like, what people mean when they say white, they mean imperialism. But imperialism was invented by Chinese people and then co-opted by white people later. Like, all the stupid, bad shit that white people do, we got those ideas from Chinese people because they've been around for longer.
But don't you crackers always
Europe didn't even exist until after Asia.
I mean, don't you crackers always co-opt shit?
Yeah, that's our deal. That's what white people do. We see an idea that somebody else had and say, I could do that. And then we call it ours.
That's hilarious. So, like I said, I posted that joke about socialism, you know, being for guys that feel like they're entitled to pussy just because they exist. And this is what this person, they posted, really? Just really? Capitalism keeps people working dead-end jobs for unfair pay. This country is...
And socialism doesn't. That's not what happened in Russia.
Yeah. The country is filled with extremism. How are you a capitalist? You didn't even have capital. What are you talking about? And I'm like, how do you know what I have? I capitalize on my labor. I practice capitalism when I buy and sell. I capitalize on my talents. This is what I am doing. this is what I am doing. This is what I am doing now. What I am doing now is capitalism. Damn, I should have fucking shit. All right. And then it's like left-wing extremism are participation trophy winning crybabies, but capitalism destroys us. Capitalism is what helps people of color get out of poverty, like Black Wall Street. That is until leftist whites destroyed it. The alt right.
Have you ever pointed out to these people that if you hate capitalism so much, then you should stop using all modern technology because the stock market is the reason that technology exists in the, like, without a stock market, you can't have technology.
Honestly, the argument never seems to go that far because I would like to say, like, look at Russia. Russia basically copied all the technical advancements they would see the U.S.
Well, yeah, somebody would come up with an idea, and then the government would steal the idea, produce the idea, and make it on their own, and the person who had the idea would most of the time get killed, but even if they lived, they wouldn't get anything for it. Capitalism and the stock market means that you could have an idea,
mm-hmm.
get investors, show it to people, and say, give me $2 billion so I can make this real, and they will. And it's yours.
And honestly, as much as like all these leftists like to scream that we live in a rape culture, like socialism to me is the ultimate rape culture.
It is very rapey. It is very rapey. You're right.
Oh, I feel so validated with you. So,
well, I think is what these people do is they don't think anything; they just feel things.
Yeah,
like. When somebody says something, they don't have any logical process. They don't, like, shuffle through any information in their heads and, like, call back on past experiences and information. That just the gut feeling that occurs in their stomach as soon as they hear the words, they just run with that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole argument is based on that initial gut feeling. It's like, it's It's like fucking talking to Dirty Harry. It's like being a good cop and trying to solve the case by the books. Like, all right, we can't go around shooting people, and we got to gather evidence and just dealing with Dirty Harry.
Yeah. And then you just end up making out with an orangutan.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, it just, I'm sounding like Jesse Lee Peterson. It's amazing. Like, you know, as someone that's pursuing stand-up comedy, you know, I don't, when I see other people doing well, I don't hate on them. It's like, oh, well, they're stealing something, or, you know, I want to be successful on my own. I work on my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these comics that are for socialism, it's like, if you really want to talk about voting against your own interests, like, don't you have any faith that you will be successful someday? That you will be...
And I think it's funny, like, all these kids who say, oh, I believe in socialism. Well, don't you demonize people who didn't vote for Hillary Clinton? Well, yeah. Okay, and what platform did Hillary Clinton run on? Was Hillary Clinton a socialist, or was she the incumbent to the socialist candidate who bash socialism every step of the way throughout her entire campaign? Yeah, well, she had to.
Well, no, I mean, and honestly, you know, I have a god sister who was a delegate for Bernie, and she would tell me that her supporters were beating up Bernie supporters, and apparently,
what are you doing? You're never going to get this done. You need to go with the right candidate. She's smarter. She actually has pragmatism. What you're calling pragmatism is called capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, it's also the fact that, I mean, she cheated. So I mean, she didn't practice.
Cheated and still lost.
Yeah, she cheated and still lost, which she wasn't practicing capitalism at that time, because, I mean...
She cheated and still lost at a game that she's been playing for 46 years.
Ain't that sad?
The best part.
And honestly, and she's still talking shit. I mean, it's like, yeah. Honestly, like, if like, look, as much as I support Trump, like, he could come off like a buffoon sometimes.
I don't support Trump, but I don't think he's evil.
No.
I don't think he's that smart, but I think for a dumb person, he's trying his best. I don't think he's an evil person.
Yeah.
I just think he's not that bright.
And that's fair. That is a fair you know, opinion to have. But he's literally Hitler. Okay, Hitler was a national socialist.
Hitler was a socialist. Yeah, that was the name of his party. Nazi is a German acronym for National Socialist Workers' Party. He ran on the platform of, you deserve your money. It should be in your pocket, not these bankers' pockets. That was his campaign speech.
It's like, you know, how can it be so freaking dense? Like, why, like, it's, oh, and that's the point that it finally came to my head. It's like these guys are looking at other people's plates instead of working on, you know, cooking their own meals.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly, especially in comedy. Like, I'm about to go on tour, and I got an album coming out.
Oh, congrats.
And all these people hear about this shit, and they're, like, coming on my Facebook, like, oh, how are you getting an album put out? I bet you're paying for it yourself. Yeah, I am, because I have initiative, and I care about this, and I don't want to stay stagnant doing open mics in New York City. Maybe you should pay to release an album by yourself. Oh, you're paying for your own tour, too? Yeah. Well, actually, I was paying for my own tour. I did a really good job booking it, and now I have $30,000 of investment into it. So that's what doing stuff by yourself gets you. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, no, not even an argument, not even, I know who you're saying is giving you money and they're not, just, yeah, I bet. It's just, they're jealous. They don't want to do anything to make progress, but they're still upset that they don't have the progress.
I mean, as someone that's still doing open mics in New York City, like, I took a year off so I could work. I mean, most of these comics here, they're on government assistance. They're freaking getting their unemployment.
Government assistance. They're on mommy and daddy assistance. These kids are all 22.
Yeah, well, you know, some of them are living rent free. Like, you know, one female comic I know who lives.
How many kids qualify for government assistance, dude? It's really hard to get government assistance. Like, all of the criteria in your head that you'd think, like, oh, those are the people who should get government assistance. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. In order to get it, you have to prove that you're a worthless piece of shit, or they won't give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go back to these comments here that I'm getting, because it's like, I was like, well, this one guy, he got shut down. He wanted to talk about it, and originally I was going to talk about pedosexuals, but then, you know, I was doing a lot of research and I realized that was bullshit. So it's like,
no, it was bullshit. It started on 4chan, and initially it was bullshit.
Yeah,
but then people heard about it, thought it was real, and actually started supporting it, which makes it even better.
Oh.
It proves the groupthink, you know, mob mentality of this culture, that somebody made up a joke to make fun of these people, and the ones who didn't understand it was a joke actually started supporting it in real life.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so...
Yeah, pedophiles do deserve rights. He has a point.
Like, well, I mean, I did see that thing, that TED Talk, somebody talking about how it's a sexuality. Like,
yeah,
again...
and there's a senator, I think, in Vermont who wants to legalize pedophilia. No, she wants to lower the age of consent in her state to 10 to appease pedophiles.
Okay, first of all, a 10-year-old can't even make a decision on what fucking video game to play at Chuck E. Cheese.
A 10-year-old hasn't even hit puberty yet. You don't even have the right equipment for sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, I guess because I'm Puerto Rican, I was popping wood at 5 with the teacher's aid in kindergarten.
I'm thinking like a 10-year-old little girl, you would destroy her reproductive system before she ever hit puberty.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that, you can't do that. There's a reason why you're not allowed to fuck little kids. It hurts them very bad.
Well, and also like, mentally it hurts them. But then, like, and again, going off with, you know, going off, and I'm not saying these socialists, you know, support that, but they support that type of reasoning. Not, they might not support pedophilia itself, but they support, they have that same type of stupid reasoning where, you know, where you tell them, like, you know, you need capitalism for socialism to survive, right? And then when you mention, like, I one of the arguments that I was having with this person, he's like, oh, well, Venezuela is not a real socialism, no socialist country. Well, the people are going through.
They do that with communism too. Anytime somebody's bringing up communism, and you bring up every communist country that has ever existed, they're like, "Well, they were real communists." Well, are they real communists? Well, no, nobody's ever done it right. Maybe it just doesn't work then.
Yeah, I mean, and then you tell them, "Well, no, they were done right because they, you know, the goal of socialism is to become a communist. Communism."
Yeah.
Like, honestly, this one guy, he was throwing out some places where supposedly it worked.
Sorry.
He's like, where is it? If socialism needs capitalism to survive, then how do you explain the Paris Commune, the free territory in Ukraine?
The Paris Commune is a climate thing. Isn't it? Isn't the Paris Commune? No, the Paris Accord, that has to do with climate change.
Yes.
It doesn't even have to do with the economy.
Yeah, no, but this is a different thing. The Paris Commune, the free territory in Ukraine, the Shimin Prefecture, the revolutionary Catalonia, the rebel Zapatista, the autonomous municipalities, and the Democratic Federation of Northern Syria.
Okay, do any of those countries contain 325 million people? Would be the next follow-up question.
Yeah.
Because that's an important piece of information. It's a lot easier to govern 15,000 people than it is to govern 325 million people.
Is a locally... Okay, the Democratic Federation of Northern Syria, most commonly known as Rojava... is a de facto autonomous region originating in the originating in and consisting of three self-governing cantons in northern Syria, Afrin Canton, Jazan Canton, and Kobani Canton, as well as adjacent areas of northern Syria like Shaba region. And the population is 4.6 million.
Yeah, so there are less people in that country than there are in Queens. Just the borough of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 5 people in Queens. So there are less people in that entire country than there are in just the borough of Queens.
Yeah.
I would bring that up. Like, so you're talking about governing Queens versus governing the United States of America.
So basically, I was right when I told them that, look, socialism might work in small communities, but not on a federal level.
Not with America. Anytime people talk about any of these issues, like socialism or gun control or anything like that, they don't understand that any example that you give is not going to be a comparable country to America. The only example that you could give that would be a comparable country to America would be Russia or China. That's it. There isn't another one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Australia. But no, not even Australia, because Australia has, like, as many people as Canada in it. But yeah, it's just Russia or China. That's it. And I don't think Russia even has as large of a population as we do. I think we're the second largest country on Earth, maybe, aren't we?
I don't know. Let's see.
I think it's China, U.S., then Russia, if I'm not mistaken.
Population of Russia. Let's see. 144.1 million.
Yeah, we have 325 million. So there are more than twice the amount of people here.
And they have more land.
Yeah. So any country that you talk about how their government works doesn't apply to us, because no other country has this much land and this many people. No other country in the history of the world has ever had this much land and this many people.
Nope. And we still got room. If you go out into
China is different, because China has more people than us, but they have less land than us. And they're running out of space.
Yeah, which is why they're charging like $5,000 for like a shoebox apartment.
Yeah, it's insane. It's really expensive. I used to work with a bunch of dudes like direct from China, like moved here from China.
And they're a communist country.
If you wanted what?
And they're a communist country.
Yeah, they are. And he's like, if you want like a slice of cake, just like one slice of cake in Shanghai, the equivalent of how much it would cost if you transferred it to American dollars would be like $22.50.
Damn.
That's how expensive shit is. And that's communism. So like they have this idea of like, oh yeah, with communism everything would be cheaper and we'd have more money. Nope, they make less money than we do and shit's more expensive.
I mean, and they
don't have labor laws either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why. I think they're pushing for it because a lot of their workers are jumping out of, jumping out of the factories, or they're just moving. They're moving the factories.
Yeah, they took care of that with suicide nets. They jump onto the net and then they get one of the old school vaudeville hooks, pull them back in, punish them, and then put them back to work. That's communism. That's where that gets you.
So the guy from the Showtime at the Apollo is in China now.
With the hook.
With the hook. Yeah.
That's how they get them off the nets.
You're an asshole. Get back to work. All right. You know that was your vacation time, right? Shit.
Yeah. No, they don't get vacation time. Went crazy. They sleep in cages, some of them, too. The super poor ones, they have these super small apartments that are kind of like dorm rooms.
Yeah.
And what is your personal space is like basically a cage that closes around your bed that you could put a lock on. And then, like, across from you is another cage with another person's personal space in it. And they pay, like, as much as you'd pay for a New York apartment for that.
Oh, wow. Well, tell me how communism is good for you again.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, like, I'm like, for one, I am against, this shit is not even in order.
Or let's say we go to war in a socialist country. How does that work? You don't want to be a soldier. All these kids went to college. None of them had the lowest enlistment rate for the military in the history of the U.S. military in this generation. Mm-hmm. It is the absolute lowest enlistment rate. Not only that, but is the lowest eligibility for enlistment because everybody is either too weak or too fat. So you don't... Yeah. More people are eligible to go to college than are eligible to join the military. And this is the first time in American history that it has ever been that way. Yeah. But if this were a socialist country, they would force you to get in shape and then force you to join the military if we went to war.
Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye to college. Yeah. You might not make it home.
Yeah. And it'd probably be a I can't say it'd probably be a bullshit because we're in a bullshit war too. So,
yeah.
Oh man, but I don't know. It's just, I mean, you don't have people trying to escape from the U.S. to go to other countries. Well, unless your name is Roman Polanski and you raped a kid, you know, then you have people freaking defending you like he's a good director. Like, honestly, how badly do you want his name on your IMDb?
And all these kids for a while were saying, oh, if Trump becomes the president, I'm going to Canada. You know why they didn't?
Because Canada
has the strictest immigration policies in North America. It is the hardest country on this continent to get into. You basically have to be a doctor or a lawyer to be approved for citizenship there.
You have to at least have
to liberal paradise.
You have to have like money in the bank. You have to have money in the fucking bank.
No, you have to be an asset to the country. Yeah. They don't want just anybody coming there. Oh, if you're gonna come there, they want you to give something back to their economy. So if you're just gonna go there and wash dishes, they're not gonna let you live there.
No. I mean,
and that is one of the most liberal countries around, and that's their immigration policy.
Yeah,
so that's where liberal policies get you, and I don't believe in that. I believe in open borders. I'm a fairly middle of the road guy. I believe in completely open borders, but the idea that closing off our borders is a more Republican idea is just, you know, factually incorrect, because if you look at history, all of our Democrat presidents have been much stricter on immigration than our Republican presidents have. People are like, oh, Trump's building a wall. Barack Obama deported 13 million people.
Oh yeah,
much bigger deal.
Yeah, when I was in a cab on my way home, go capitalism, by the way, because if it wasn't for capitalism, we wouldn't have Uber, Lyft, or Via. We would still have to deal with these piss poor.
You have to take a government cab.
Yeah, this
the government would own the cabs, and it would be one service for everybody.
Yeah, and it would be a piss poor service. And which is, I mean, go capitalism, go free market, which part of the reason why I love free market, because, you know, if you have a good idea that's even if it's not an original idea, but an improvement of an old idea, you can make millions.
Yeah.
And I mean, and you can't do that in a communist or socialist country, because you would be paying out your ass. And people will be treating you like you're a piece of shit for making money. Like, I mean, right now, I mean, our taxes are fucked up because, I mean, if I was to freaking become a successful businessman or become a successful comic and make millions of dollars, I would have to pay taxes 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know... As opposed to me paying taxes at the end of the year or at least getting some money back, which, you know, this year I only got back $150 in total from both my federal and state taxes. But, you know, this chick that lives where I work, she was freaking... bragging about how she got back $4,000, but this bitch doesn't work. She's on all every type of social social service. She gets food stamps. She gets cash assistance. She gets free child care, even though she doesn't have a job. But her kids get to, like, hang out for free somewhere while she's, like, watching fucking Maury Povich all day. And she got back $4,000. You know what she did with that money? She went on a fucking shopping spree for herself instead of using that money for what it was meant for, her kids. She went on a shopping spree, got herself a fucking Louis Vuitton purse.
That's how my mom was.
And it's
that's
like,
a lot of why I hate these kids, because my mom is one of those spoiled fucking for no reason. She wasn't, like, spoiled by her parents. They beat the shit out of her. She was just spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, my mom taught me different. I mean, you want something, you fucking save and you get it yourself. You get a job, you save, you get it yourself. And it's like, you know, like, back to this, I mean, in other countries, what's that country near Australia? I keep forgetting it.
New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah. In order to immigrate to New Zealand, you have to be a millionaire.
Yeah, because they want you to bring something to the table.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got, I mean, did you post this picture about on Tinder of a woman? She wants, she's a communist, but she doesn't want to date a guy that makes below 100.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw what you're talking about.
Was that you that posted that? Because that shit was aggravating.
I might have been. I actually saw that the other day. I don't know.
I was like, bitch, what? Like, so you don't even want a guy, you want a capitalist, so you want a capitalist, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and I was goofing on Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez a couple weeks ago. And she doesn't even know what she's talking about. She wants to give all this free shit.
She didn't know that Israel was a country.
It was really that bad?
Did you hear about that?
It was really that bad?
Yeah, she was in an interview and they asked her, like, what to do about Israel and Palestine. She said, well, Israel needs to stop occupying Palestine. And then the woman stopped her and said, hold on right there. Do you know what's going on between Israel and Palestine? Well, Israel is like a militant organization funded by the U.S. No, Israel is a country. And there's a border dispute with Palestine over, you know, who owns the Gaza Strip. And she said, well, I'm not an expert in geopolitics.
Then, bitch, why? Like, I mean, we were going through it. I had a rabbi on here, and we were discussing it, and it's like, if there was something I didn't know much about, I would at least try to read up on it first in order to have an opinion. At least
before running for fucking office.
Yeah. I mean, talking out of one's butt crack is a sign of personal confidence, but, you know, you at least got to fake it like you know what you're talking about. At least she couldn't even fake it. And yet she's getting all this support because it's like she's a female. She's a young female, and it's like, oh my goodness, how cute. It's like we're electing a cat for mayor.
I don't think how cute. I think I don't want a 26-year-old in office because I'm 26, and I know, at least looking at myself from my own eyes, I know that I shouldn't be a fucking senator.
Well, if that's the case, maybe I should run against her. I'm not even in her district, so I can't, but I'll try.
Yeah, where is she, Manhattan?
No, she's Bronx and Queens.
Oh, Jesus. I live in her district.
Yeah. I mean, she well, not all of Queens, but, you know, the one, you know, by, let me see. What's
Well, I live right by the Triborough Bridge, so.
Ocasio-Cortez. Okay, let's see. Bitch is younger than me and she don't know shit. And I mean, we talked about how she was a business owner and she hated having to pay all these taxes. And she actually went on She went, like, not rallies, but she gave speeches on how she doesn't like to pay taxes, that it hurts startups and it's not good. And yet she's running, and she wants to put all these other taxes on businesses in order to pay for the social programs that she wants to start.
Mm-hmm. She's 26.
Well, she's
a woman.
She's 28. Well, I don't know if her being a woman has anything to do with anything. I'm just saying, be nice. Be nice. We don't want the ladies to get all pissed off over here. So,
what are they listening?
I don't know. Probably just to complain, or that one Black Lives Matter comic that likes to fucking make up lies about me. Fucking, ugh. Like, if I see him on the street, I'm gonna punch him in the face. Oh God, I want to see how that works out for her. So bad. Oh man. So anyways, sorry, I just went to a dark place. But yeah, yep. But hold on, let me go back. Wow, 52 comments. Benjamin Tucker noted in Individual Liberty that you will find that a good 9/10 of existing legislation serves not to enforce the fundamental social law, but to create and sustain commercial and industrial, financial, and proprietary monopolies, which deprive labor at large part of the reward that it would receive in a perfectly free market. A true free market is a market purged of capitalist aspects, where neither private property nor exploitation of labor exists.
So let's take everything and give it to the government and trust that they won't monopolize on it the same way that the corporations did.
Yeah.
Because that's never happened, and why would it?
Well, I mean, look at North Korea. I mean, I saw this documentary where they had to go to they had to get money, they had to launder money through a casino in order to fund themselves. And they would, and Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il used to give expensive gifts to their top level followers. Like expensive apartments and cars and whatnot.
Well, even in China, the government owns the tobacco companies, and they push tobacco on people. There's no legal age to buy tobacco in China. Mm. There's no warnings on their packs. Most people have no idea that there are any health risks associated with it. They have the highest rate of smokers in proportion to their population in the entire world. So that's another, the idea that, corporations monopolize on things, so we should give the power to the government. Well, they would monopolize on it, too.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, and some, another argument that I made was, you know, in this, look, I do security. And there was a time where I was working a job that paid $9 an hour. I didn't like it. So what I did, I quit and I found another job that paid more. I didn't like that. I quit and I found another job that paid more. It's not like you're stuck in the position that you're assigned and you just got to deal with it. There's freedom here. We don't have slavery here anymore, where you're forced to work and just put up with the conditions.
I would disagree with that to a certain extent. Because what if you're an intelligent person, you can't go to college because you don't have the money, you can't get grants, you can't get whatever, and you're stuck at shit jobs because that's all you can get? That can feel like a prison, and there really is no way out of that.
I don't know. Well, you got me there. You got me there, but there's still workarounds.
I mean, you can make money. You can make money with, unskilled labor. You could like become a chef, or you could become even a fucking garbage man. Makes a lot of money.
Yeah,
but you would still feel like you weren't realizing your potential. But again, that's an institution. That's due to an institution that these kids would want to uphold, like the universities. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no reason why you should have to have a piece of paper to prove that you're smart to get a job. Like, that should help. That should be like,
well, honestly, what's more important
in your favor. Yeah. But there's no reason why you should have to pay for an education. Like, I agree with, like, if colleges want to make their money, cool, but they shouldn't be tax-free organizations. But right. in accordance with that, there should also be free colleges for other people. Like, community colleges should be free. And if you could do really well at a two-year community college and prove yourself, then you should be eligible for scholarships.
Yeah, but where would that, where would that money,
proven yourself, where you would that money, eligible for scholarships to finish your degree at a state college.
Yeah, but where would that money come from?
We could take even one quarter of our military's budget away and still be the most expensive military in the history of the world by a fucking landslide. Mm-hmm. And then we would have tens of billions of dollars to distribute however the fuck we want. We could buy a Mercedes-Benz for every person in America if we did that.
Yeah, but that's socialism.
And have some left over.
That's socialism right
there. It's not socialism. Because we didn't need to create a system where you need a college degree to get a job that pays anything. We could get rid of that. That's also an alternative. We could just not have that standard anymore. But we can't create a system where you need to spend money to get a job, whether or not you have it, and call that a free market.
Well, how's about this? Instead of doing all that, you get the government out of the whole loan game, which will destroy that law that says...
Why should college cost money at all? A state college. I'm talking about a government college.
Yeah, but the thing
like
is,
a community college.
Then they
why
will be
should
forced...
that cost money? You already pay taxes. Like, yeah. Hear me out. You already pay taxes. You already give them your money to trust that they will take care of you when you need them to. So it's not socialism. You paid your taxes. And they don't ever really give you anything back for that. Like, oh, they fixed the fucking roads. Who cares? I don't drive. I live in New York City. I don't need the fucking roads. I ride the subway. What do they actually do for me? I don't have kids. They're not. And if I did, they wouldn't be in public school. So you got to get your taxes back somehow. This is capitalism. If you really believe in capitalism, this is, I gave you my money. Where's my fucking service?
Yeah, but if these colleges are no longer not for profit and they're forced to become for profit, then they have to compete with other colleges and by the, you know.
Wait. Who told you colleges weren't for profit? They're not tax exempt because they're not for profit.
Okay. What is it then?
Like, they fall into that. Colleges and churches are just tax exempt. There's no fucking real reason. It's just colleges and churches are just tax exempt.
Okay.
Look it up. Google it.
All right. But from what I understood, that there is a law that says that in order for colleges to accept federal loan money, they have to get more in actual cash payments. Which means they have to, if they want to make more money, they have to raise their tuition so that way more people pay more in cash than they get.
Okay, why don't we just not have that rule then? Like, it's very simple. Why don't we just not have that rule anymore? Mm. I don't understand why we need to make hoops and reason around the rule. If that's a stupid rule, get rid of it.
Right.
Like, isn't that the most sensible solution?
That is one sensible solution, but another way for it to lower the cost of education is to allow them
to cost anything?
Allow them to compete.
People to be smart.
Yeah, but you know what? Just because you get a fucking piece of paper from a college doesn't mean you're smart. Or there's the, exactly. and not
there are
everyone
out there who are smart without the piece of paper because they don't have the money. That's the point that I'm driving.
Yeah, but
here.
Not everyone can or should go to college.
No, I agree with you completely, but I'm saying that it is a prohibitive sort of practice to charge people money for an education,
mm-hmm.
especially for a city college or a state college. Like, that is funded by your taxes. You already paid for that college, and they're not letting you into the college that you paid for.
Well, in that case,
the point that I'm making here.
Well, in that case, we should just make it so that way, if you want to go to college, people, because you know, you put your money in a savings program, a savings thing, and you, it's set aside.
Well, why can't it just come out of your fucking taxes? I don't like. Don't create another tax.
Because then you're forcing other people who might not go to college.
No, don't create another tax. No extra money. Take the money that we already have that we're spending on shit that we don't need to. And spend it on that. That's the best solution, because we're spending money on shit we don't need to, and we need to stop. And when we stop, we'll have more money, and we'll need to figure out what to do with it. We just solved two problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about those people? What? So, I mean, they're still taking out tax dollars out of, like, what? Old people that won't go to college, or other, you know, people that probably already finished going to college.
But you're not understanding. Okay. This isn't an added expense. This is maintaining the same taxes, the same tax rates that exist currently.
Yeah, but the goal is to lower taxes as much as possible, though.
Okay, then we'll cut the military spending budget in half and use a quarter of that. Still have a military three times more expensive than the next most expensive military,
mm-hmm.
and still have a military more expensive than the next four militaries put together after cutting it in half. We spend $680 billion a year on our military.
Hmm. Maybe that'll work.
That's where the money is. Or NASA. Why do we need fucking NASA? Like, that's a question I always ask, and people treat it like it's stupid. But if there is a single homeless person on Earth, why the fuck do we need to know what's in space? That's a very valid question. If there is anybody struggling, homeless, hungry here that we could give that money to,
I mean, but didn't we get
what the fuck's on Mars?
I mean, didn't we get a lot of technological advances that we use here from NASA? That and DARPA? I mean, the internet was invented by DARPA. A lot
like,
of the...
But we didn't get that from going to space. We got that from shit that they created to go to space. We could have just invented that shit anyway. So it's not like going to space gave us the technology. It's not like we were in space and we found special shit that gave us, like, aliens taught us new fucking computer techniques. We could have invented that shit anyway.
Yeah, but also, you know, we need to be able to defend ourselves just in case.
From what? From aliens? We need to defend ourselves from aliens?
No, asteroids.
What? There is no defense from an asteroid. They don't know what the
not
fuck
yet.
To do if one is actually going to hit us.
Not yet.
There are a lot of them that they think are going to hit us soon. And they're like, yeah, we don't know what to do. We're just waiting to see what happens. They don't have any fucking idea, so it doesn't help us prevent it. It just lets us know when it's going to happen. And that's kind of worse. It gives you a doomsday clock.
Hmm.
And why should we prevent it? Why the fuck why do we get to be God? Like, we get to decide which animals to preserve from going extinct and which ones we want to let go extinct, and we get to decide how the landmass is shaped. We get to decide everything about the fucking universe. We put satellites in space and change shit outside of the Earth. Why do we get to decide whether or not an asteroid hits us? Why can't we just let shit be?
Cause porn?
You gonna play him with fire a little bit?
Damn. Well, I kind of miss goofing on socialists.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't need socialism to solve these problems. We could just take this money that we're spending on shit. We don't need NASA now. In the future, if we have a stable economy and there are no homeless people and everybody has a car and a house and they're in school, then, after that, we could have a NASA. I'm fine with that. But until then,
we don't spend
that money on that. And we should never, ever, under any circumstances, period, have a military this expensive.
I mean, technically, we don't have a NASA now.
Yeah, we do. We're expanding NASA to put a fucking military in space.
NASA's
technically part of the military. But with
The Air Force is, that's just they shoot shit up into space. That's their purview. It's not necessarily
like part of the Air Force. The Marines are part of the Navy. There's just the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force.
NASA's a civilian organization.
It's not a military organization.
No, it's not.
I'm going to Google that. Not sure. You might be right, but I'm curious to see if that's true.
Yeah, look, NASA. Is NASA military? Let's see. NASA is a federal agency, and a military is under the Department of Defense. Okay, my bad.
So it's not military. It's like part of the government still, though.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sometimes NASA may work together with the military supporting some experiment in space, but neither organization works for the other. Oh.
So yeah, it's part of the government. It's part of the federal government, but it's not part of the military. But either way, we don't need to spend that much money on the military at all for any reason ever. Like, that's why we're in bullshit wars. To justify spending that much. That's the only reason that we were in Vietnam for so long. That's the only reason we're still in the Middle East is to have a reason to keep spending that money, because they just don't want to stop, even if they don't need to.
But wouldn't you want to see one of them kick ass spaceships? You know, like in Star Wars.
I'm talking about the military. Yeah, NASA.
I want a fucking X-wing. Don't you want an X-wing?
I would prefer a stable economy first.
Yeah, but if you could fucking shoot that shit in space, fuck everybody else.
And that's the idea and thinking that got us into this mess.
Yeah. The Space Force. That sounds great. Space is
away. Yeah, I just think it's... like, everybody brings up this idea, like, oh, we got to do this to make the money work. Like, there doesn't need to be extra money anywhere. Like, that's why I didn't like Bernie Sanders, because he was talking about adding taxes. No, it's right there. It's in the military and NASA. We have the money. Stop wasting it and spend it more responsibly.
Yeah.
What if you had a child who was making, I don't know, $600 a week at a job, and their rent was only like $1,000 a month? And every month that child called you and said, I'm not going to make rent. You're like, well, you make much more than you need for rent. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I went out partying and I bought some new shoes and like all this other stupid shit that I didn't need to spend money on, but I need to make rent. I need your help. That's what the government does. And we're okay with it. Like, why? You wouldn't take that shit from your kid. Why are you taking it from them?
Right. You're right. I mean, no. I mean, even Grandpa Ron Paul, he talks about you know, the government not spending like a drunken sailor.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, you know, part of it would be to shut down the Federal Reserve and the Treasury print the money like it was supposed to be doing.
Because like our money now belongs to the National Bank. Like, it's not even our money. It's like part of the IMF.
Yeah.
And the IMF is part of the National Bank. So it's like the UN owns the US dollar. It's not our own currency.
Yeah, and that's scary. I mean, even if we started printing, even if we kicked them out and start printing our money, our economy would improve vastly, even if it stays a fiat currency. But I mean, even with that, that's being fixed by decentralized digital currencies. People are just going out and just, you know, they invented a new currency to go around, you know, to go around, you know, this current banking system. And if that isn't capitalism, I don't know what is.
I think another really big step in the right direction would be we need to hold senators accountable to insider trading laws, because a bunch of senators, a couple of decades, it might have been even back in the 80s, a bunch of mm-hmm. senators were caught insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to the attention of the government that there is no specific law that states that that's legal for a senator to do. So they put together what is called the Senate Ethics Committee, which still exists to this day. And after much deliberation, mm-hmm. the Senate Ethics Committee produced a law which states that specifically for U.S. senators and nobody else, it is legal to practice insider trading. We could do something about that shit. That's what hurt.
Well,
that's what's hurting our economy. Like all those, the banking collapse. That's because of them gambling. Well, not really gambling. That's because of them getting insider information on a gambler's game and then using it to decimate their opponents. Like, all of them do it too. Democrats, Republicans. The biggest one in recent history was health care reform.
Mm-hmm.
When Obama was about to pass his health care reform bill, people on both sides, senators who knew what was about to go into effect, who were the only people on earth who had that information, started trading stocks in accordance with the changes that were about to happen when the bill passed. And if you did that, if you worked for a company and got that information from somebody else and did that, that would be called insider trading.
Yeah, didn't
but if Martha do that, it's completely legal.
So if Martha Stewart was a senator, she would have been fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
she owned a sweatshop. Isn't that what Martha Stewart did? She owned a fucking sweatshop?
No, she was arrested and jailed for insider trading.
I thought she got in trouble for a sweatshop. No. I'm young too. I'm only 26, so I was like 12.
Yeah, no, it was insider trading. Because I remember that was I forgot who said that, but it was like, you know, Martha Stewart got arrested for getting a hookup. Because somebody told her about her stock and she sold it. Which is the definition of insider trading.
Like really illegal. Yeah. So, but there's a law that says only senators are allowed to do that. And that's how they dealt with catching senators do that. So we need to stop. And like people like call out different social classes.
I'm being called a whore.
This permanent political class that's above the law. What about them?
I'm being called a whore by a suicidal female comic. I don't know why. sorry to cut it short, because she's just messaging me calling me a whore. Nathaniel?
Yeah.
Schnookums, you there?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm responding to a text message.
Are you too?
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And the sad thing is, though, like mm-hmm. these kids who think that they're informed, these like self-proclaimed socialists,
mm-hmm.
if you actually know what you're talking about and you mention any of the things that I just talked about, they get this face look on their face like, does not compute. And then they just mock you or call you a fucking Republican or some shit, or just compare you to another person that they know as if that were a valid response.
Either that or
they don't acknowledge that the information is being shared at all.
Either
they don't
that or
say
mention
anything about it.
Either that or mention a name you've never heard. Like, have you heard of Professor Hippy Dippy Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Who he wrote? I'm like, why the fuck would I even hear about? How the fuck would I even hear about that motherfucker? It's like, oh, you're not educated because you don't know about the writings of Don Wuzzle Wuzzle of Patagonia. who wrote about how...
They do that with everything. They do it with the transgender bullshit. If you're well, biologically speaking, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And they'll be like, well, you know, there's like, what do they call the people who study cultures? Anthropologists. Yeah, there's this anthropologist who will tell you about another culture who didn't think that gender and sex were related. And like, that's... I could tell you about cultures that killed virgins for bigger tomatoes. Does that mean we should do that?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, there were actually more cultures that killed virgins for bigger tomatoes than there were that thought the gender and sex
weren't connected. I had a great granduncle who used to pinch loaves in his own yard, and he said that that would give him bigger tomatoes, and we never ate tomatoes from his fucking yard because we didn't want to eat shit tomatoes.
Yeah, if the existence of an ideology in a culture or in a group of cultures means that we should accept that ideology, then I guess racism isn't all that bad, huh?
No, yeah, because...
by your own logic, you think that just because a group of people believed this before, it's a valid thing to believe, then I guess that's the logical process to follow, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to, like, because we're running over an hour, so, in fact, I wonder if I could get this psychopath on, if we talk to her. In fact, hold on, let me try to call her. Let's see how, if this will work, see how fun this will be. For those of you that are wondering, I had her on her show, Conversations with a, what you call it, a social justice warrior. I mean, let me call her. See if she'll pick up. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't pick up. Let's try it again.
Being a sourpuss about it.
Nope. I'm going to keep calling.
Rape culture.
Rape culture. Nope. You don't get to say no. You don't say no to me.
Oh. Nobody says no to Louis P.
No one says no. Because I always get consent. Because I'm a nice boy. She's saying stop.
Well, no means no, Louis.
Yeah. Oh, I'm at an open mic.
Tell her to put us on speaker at the open mic.
I'm a fat fig, she says.
Tell her to put our conversation on speaker and talk to us on the phone for her set.
Speaker for your
set. See what she says.
Set. Or I am calling your mom again and tell her you want to kill yourself again.
That's crossing the line.
Nah, fuck it.
Even I think that's a little bit.
Nah, fuck it. I fight dirty. You don't know me. You don't know.
That's a little bit indignant.
I don't give a fuck. Don't fucking threaten. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck? She's like, don't fucking threaten me. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I went to rob a store with my friends and one of them had a gun that I didn't know about and he just pulled it out.
Don't you fucking dare do some shit like that. You're a little bitch. So, are you coming on? I don't know. What do you want? Jesus.
Say just a chat.
You message me first. Herb? You literally... So anyways, fuck it. don't ever do something like that. She got, she's so nervous. Because she would call
back again in a few minutes.
She would always fucking call me. She would fucking message me. She's like, I want to kill myself. I need you to convince me to kill myself. And I just got pissed off, so I freaking went through her Facebook.
People like that aren't going to kill themselves. If you're going to kill yourself, you do it.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to kill themselves ever. Like, hey, I want you to stop me from doing this.
No. She wanted me to convince her to do it. And I'm like, I'm not playing this fucking game.
She wanted me to give her attention.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, I'm not playing this fucking game. So what I did was I found her cousin on Facebook, and I messaged her, and I screenshotted her shit. I'm like, yo, save your cousin. And I said, if you fucking message me with that bullshit ever again, I'm calling the cops on you. I'm just not going to deal with it. And that's how you fucking handle that shit.
I just found an old piece of notebook paper, and all it says on it is, you might become a lawyer, but I'll definitely overdose on drugs.
Nice.
I should have used that. I forgot that was ever.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Okay, I also did this other joke on... So, like, I've been on a tear on socialism, like, trying to, like, do, like, roast it.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have. I'm being literal.
I'm pretty civil.
No, you're not.
I'm a pretty civil guy.
You're really not. I've seen your work on Facebook.
I just like to keep the peace, man.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes people get a little bit up in arms about things.
You have a talent, because all you sometimes say is like, hi, the sky is blue. Fuck you, racist! Like, damn.
Well, yeah, once somebody doesn't like you, you don't need to do anything. You just need to exist.
Yeah. Okay, socialism is for guys. Oh, I said I fantasize of fucking a woman, like how socialism fucks the proletariat, except why, like, they still work and I stay on top.
They do all the work and I stay.
They do all
the work. Yeah, I saw that one. That was a good one. Yeah, that is a good one.
I mean, and it's being truthful, and they get so upset. Why are they getting so upset?
It goes back to what I said before. Everything they're saying isn't based on anything except that initial gut feeling. Mm-hmm. That's their entire argument, all of it. And not only is it all based on that initial gut feeling, they want you to understand it completely the same way that they do. Like, they want you to feel their emotions the way that they feel them.
My question is, do they really read the bullshit that they quote? Like, because I
don't believe any of this stuff. Like, you don't understand. Once they're competitive people who don't fight. Like, most of these kids have never been in a fist fight, they still have all of those primal urges. So they take all of that normal emotion that would lead to people getting into fist fights when they're like 22, and they put it into these Facebook arguments. And it's not about whether or not they're right. It's not about whether or not they make sense. They just want to dominate you. They don't care if it's true. They care if you stop first.
Yeah. So is that why I'm a capitalist pig? Because I was jumped as a fat kid and I had to fight the block almost every summer until I was 14?
Because you understand that getting something means earning it.
Yeah.
They never had to do that. Getting beat up really does help you. Like, I don't like that it's illegal for people to fight. I really do think that that hurts society.
Well,
like, I've said that before, and people think I'm a monster. But I think that if everybody is walking around with the idea in their head, like, if I get too out of line, somebody is going to punch me, and no one's going to do anything about it. That makes people act more respectful. That makes people more polite. And you can look at, like, older people always complain, oh, youngsters are less polite, and they'll be like, oh, you're impolite too. No, they're impolite to you because they don't like you. They're polite to everybody else. You're just a piece of shit. And they come from an era where people got in fist fights. So everybody had this air of, I better not say that or he might hurt me.
Yeah.
Unless you were big enough to beat the shit out of people. And then we called those people assholes.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, I mean, we live in a time where people will just, they don't fight fair. There's no, but the no. one liberal city that has a law that I wish was nationwide was in Seattle, is the mutual combat law. Have you heard about this?
Like, you can't gang up on people and silence them by just bringing all of your friends in on something?
No. Basically, if two people agree to fight, the charges cannot be pressed against them for assault.
That's perfect.
And that's in Seattle, believe it or not. In fact, they're going to use that. They're going to use that law during the Proud Boys rally this Saturday.
I used to be in this juvenile facility, shocker, called Bethesda, which means pool of healing waters. I don't know if it was exactly that, but people used to get into fights all the time. They're inmates, after all. And the rule officially was that both of them had to get in trouble, but that's not what they did. If you got into a fist fight, they would figure out who the snitches were, talk to the snitches, and find out who started it. And who started it doesn't mean who hit first. Mm. Who started it means who progressed the aggression to the level of violence. So, like, when it became clear you got to stop talking and walk away, who said or did the next thing? Mm-hmm. That was the person who got in trouble.
Right.
And I think that was very fair.
I don't know. I think, you know, I mean, I think we would be a lot better society if we just threw down. Like, you were forced to have to throw down, and it's like, well, learn to fight back.
I mean, I don't think people should be forced to fight, but I think there should be the threat. I think it should just be the standard threat of violence. Just like, I don't think violence should be illegal. Like, even when violence was first illegal, it wasn't enforced. Like, back in the 50s, technically it was illegal to get into a fist fight, but if two grown men were punching each other outside and a cop saw it, he would break it up and be like, hey, fellas, go home.
Yeah.
You know? That's the way to do it.
Mm.
And if you really care about the points that you bring up, like, if all this rhetoric about helping black people, but what you really mean is poor people, because to a socialist, to a young person, all black people are poor and all poor people are black. So whenever they say black people, what they really mean is poor people. So you have poor people going to prison for getting in fist fights because they can't afford a lawyer because they were drunk at a bar, whatever normal shit, you know. Rich people get into fist fights at bars too, but they could just afford a lawyer or pay money and just get it thrown out altogether. But poor people get into fist fights and go to prison quite often just because they were drunk one night and let their emotions get the best of them. Now, if you really care about these poor people, or black people as you refer to them, why do you want that law to exist?
Hmm. Don't know why.
Exactly. Like, these kids that they always bitch about the prison population, but they also want to create more laws. Not just more laws, but more victimless crimes, too. They want to create compelled speech laws.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that, inevitably, if you didn't talk and think the way that they wanted you to, you would go to prison. But simultaneously, while preaching that rhetoric, they preach the lower the prison the population evangel. So which one is it? Do you want to lower the prison population, or you want to create more laws and lock up more people?
Well, basically what they want is to put in undesirables, people that they don't they don't like. Because I mean, I've heard every argument that I've had with a socialist were either fuck freedom of speech, except theirs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, look, frankly, they say shit that I don't like.
You see that in comedy all the time. People will accuse me of trying to be edgy, and I'll always point out to them, like, hey, I'm not trying to be a dick, but, like, the things that you say, like the fuck white people, fuck men shit, do you know how offensive that is to me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a pussy, so I don't bring it up to you like you do to me, but you understand, like, it genuinely makes me unhappy when I hear you say that. Yeah, well, that's not the same. Yeah, to you, because you said it. But it really is the same.
Well, of course, because they use that whole terminology, punching down. You're punching down, or you're punching up. And I've made the argument that, look, as a Puerto Rican, I'm lower on the socioeconomic scale. So when I make a black joke, that's technically me punching up.
Or punching across.
Yeah, true, true. But, you know, it's you know, I grew up with black kids freaking, you know, calling me a spick or punching me in the face because I spoke Spanish in Spanish class. It's like, you know, I grew up getting jumped by black kids and having a fight, and then they get pissed off.
Well, even if you're white in a mostly black name, like, I grew up around mostly black kids, and they beat me up a lot because I was white. It's not like racism is exclusive to just white people. People are tribal. Like, we have these instincts that are ingrained in us from millions of years ago to, like, if something's different, you have to attack it and keep it away from your tribe. Mm-hmm. And people respond to that much more than they do anything else that we've been taught for the past 200-300 years.
And is that why you hate Jews?
man, don't put that on me. Don't put that one on me.
Yeah, because, I mean, Nate, I mean, you know,
wake up tomorrow with a bunch of reporters outside of my door.
Like, Nate, you know, I love you and all, but, you know, putting out that recipe for black kid matzo ball stew, I mean, that ain't good. That ain't good. You take a black kid, you know, slit his throat and you make matzo ball. Forget it. So anyways, bad joke. The joke was just
yeah, there. Man. That was like that's like the joke that your uncle makes when he's shit faced at Christmas.
Yeah.
You're like, I got a great one for you.
Honestly, the only jokes that my uncle says when he shit faces, he starts making fun of his brother's wife. It's like, that bitch is ugly. Why did you marry her? And it turns into a family fist fight extravaganza. So that's where I come from.
I had an uncle who's actually a real true-to-life racist cop. Oh. And he quit. He quit being a cop, and I asked him why. And even his answer was, I got tired of being a criminal.
I mean, did he have
he's
these...
a garbage man now.
Oh, okay. So he
makes the same amount of money.
So, and he's still taking out the trash. Good for him.
He was part of the trash. He admits that the cops are dirty. Like, that's the thing. Like, I hate, like, getting in the argument with these, like, police supporters. Like, yeah. Yo, man, like, I got two family members. One is an ex-cop, and the other one is a current cop. The ex-cop admits that all cops are pretty much more criminal or as criminal as the people they arrest. And the one who is currently a cop is a psychopath who raped my other cousin when they were children.
Oh.
So,
Jesus.
Just judging from my own personal experience of the police who I know personally in my life, they're not that great.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, anyways, so just want to end it because we're about to be going on 2 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
So your comedy album is coming out, and you got a tour coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to be in my first date of the tour is in Washington D.C. At Comedy Club D.C. That's on September 14th at 9 p.m. My album is coming out at the end of this fall. It's called Is It Really That Bad? It will be available on Spotify and iTunes.
Ah, how much are you going to be charging for people to listen to to this masterpiece?
Only $1.
Only $1? Wow, that's how much your time is worth, my friend.
It's about the art, sir.
Oh, I'm trying to make some money.
I'd like to make money, but... I'd like people to know who I am first so I could make money.
True.
And the money's on the tour anyway. Ah. You just give my CD away for free.
Oh, okay. Why don't you do... Well, nobody uses CDs. You got to give out thumb drives and shit.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do on the tour. I recorded part of the CD already. I'm not going to record it all in one city. I'm going to record portions of the tour in all the different dates. I've already started recording it. This past month, and when it's finished on the final day of the tour, we're going to loop back around to Washington, D.C. again, and I will give out free hard copies. So November 30th, if you'd like a free hard copy of the CD, again, Comedy Club D.C., be there.
Be there. And how much are tickets? Where can people get tickets?
You can get them on the club's website. It's $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door.
Is it the two? It
the show will be featuring Greg the Greek Kritikos. Ah. He's an acclaimed film and television star. He's been in countless movies, countless TV shows, and he has his own animated series coming out on Adult Swim soon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you need to teach me how you did all that, so that way, you know. I want to, yeah.
You just do it, man. You just do it.
You just do it. All right. Alrighty then. So, I'd like to thank everyone for listening today. Same, we'll come back same crotch time, same crotch schedule. Tell your friends and family, and you know, play this in your preschool so kids grow up good. If you want to help support the show, go to tinyurl.com/LouisCrypto and help mine for Monero for me if you like it, or. Go to tinyurl.com/ fuck me. I'll just play the fucking commercial. But yeah, as always, from my house to your house. And
zip it up and zip it out.
Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.